Good evening, I'm Rafferty Cleary. Expect clear skies, a low in the upper 50s. Your forecast coming up in minutes. The site plan for Monterey's Taco Bell received the green light from city officials Thursday. Planning Commission Chairman Brian Eade said site preparation for the restaurant began earlier this month.
This is just so exciting that, I mean, going driving by there is just great. I mean, see some actual work get done. I mean, a lot of work get done. I mean, tremendous amount of work get done. So it's, and the way they're going now, they'll be serving tacos next week, which I'm kidding, but I mean, it'll be pretty darn soon.
The restaurant will be built at the corner of Whitaker Street and East Stratton Avenue. The Planning Commission unanimously approved the site plan on Thursday. Ball State Campus Police have released a description of a suspect who attempted to abduct a woman this week. The incident happened Tuesday evening at the Cookeville campus when the man followed the woman through the parking lot. A press release said the man asked the woman to a party and attempted to grab her after she replied no. The subject fled into the woods near the third tier of the parking lot. Campus police released a description of the man today. He's described as a white male in his 40s with dark hair and balding at the top of his head. He was last seen wearing a green heavy coat, dark plain shirt, and dark pants. The man also had small frame glasses, stuttering speech, and shaky hand movements while speaking. If you have any information concerning the incident, call the Vol State Cookeville Campus Police. The price for water will increase for North Overton Utility District customers. District board members approved a 10% water rate increase earlier this month. Officials implemented the rate hike after the city of Livingston approved a 10% water rate increase this summer. Livingston currently supplies water to the utility district. Specific rate increases can be found on our website. Rates will be in effect for the October 10th billing due dates. The city of Crossville has joined the list of municipalities that have implemented burn bans. Fire Chief Mike Turner said he will not issue any permits until weather conditions allow for safe outdoor burning. The chief said fire department staff will monitor the weather and reinstitute open burning as conditions improve. The city's burn ban does not include outdoor fireplaces or approved fire pits. Baxter, Cookeville, Crossville, and Gainsborough issued burn bans this week due to the unusually dry weather conditions. Despite those dry conditions, the state agriculture department has not seen an increase in the number of wildfires. Tim Phelps is the public information officer for the Tennessee Division of Forestry. He said larger fuels still contained enough moisture from the abundance of rain from earlier this year.
You know, we typically have more fires in late October, early November because that fine fuel, the leaves from the hardwood trees fall and to create that fine fuel on the forest floor, which can make it more difficult to control. So if we continue in this trend, it is going to be a pretty interesting fire season as those conditions mature. But as of now, we haven't seen that much.
Because of the dry conditions, the state will require burn permits beginning Monday. That's about 26 days earlier than usual. The Upper Cumberland Regional Airport has begun the process of updating its Airport Layout Plan, or ALP. Airport Manager Dean Selby said the Federal Aviation Administration requires that plan to be updated every 10 years.
Ours has exceeded 10 years, so it's time we have to do a new airport layout plan, and it helps us plan budget-wise for what's going in the future, and it helps the federal government plan for the future for what they're going to have to expend on this airport on for their side of it, and it also helps the state prepare for what they're going to need to come to the table with.
The plan depicts future projects at the airport, including new hangars and extensions to taxiways and runways. Selby said a company just completed the first step in updating the plan.
The first step was kind of just identifying all of the obstructions and the any problems at the airport, and that's a company called Quantum Spatial was contracted to do that, and they actually flew this airport, spent a whole day flying it with a specially equipped aircraft that has a LIDAR on it, which is a laser radar that they can measure every obstruction and every piece of equipment. And they also came out here with GPS targeting signals and measured every piece of equipment on the field and the exact geolocation of where it is.
The next step involves designing any future projects based on the collected data from that flyover. All of the information eventually goes into a final plan that's maintained by the FAA. Selby said updating the plan is important because it helps the airport qualify for different grants opportunities.
Anytime I apply for any kind of federal grant or state grant that has federal money, one of the questions is this on your approved ALP? And that's a determining factor for the state as to whether they can approve that money or not. That's part of their grant assurances, is that, yes, you have submitted this plan ahead of time to the FAA and they've agreed.
The airport is using a $200,000 grant to help pay for the project.